Calls link and click the day you want to hear. We post a week's worth of consumer calls on our website so you can listen to the day you missed. Consumer Calls is also sponsored by CMNR Development ITT Village, Enterprise Side Store, and Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses. Once again, the numbers to call are 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Call now to get on the air for today's Consumer Calls. And good morning, and welcome to Consumer Calls. My name is Sharon, and once again, the number is 918-336-1400 and our toll-free 1-800-749-5936 for your items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. Now, we're not taking any business advertising. License to running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. You can ask for those. You just cannot sell them here on Consumer Calls. And I'm here till 9:30. Our time now is 9:11. With that, I'll be right back.
Mike Dutcher, the audio-video doctor, has the smart home options to fit your needs and your home with your technology.
There's some new technologies out there in wireless, and one is called a mesh technology, which blankets the house with Wi-Fi coverage. It's very effective and solves a lot of problems.
Call Mike Dutcher, 918-327-9206. That's 918-327-9206, the audio-video doctor.
Food is the subject on the Dining Guides between 11 and noon, Monday through Friday on sister stations 100.1 KYFM and 104.9 FM KRIG. Learn about Wheezy's Cafe, Szechuan Chinese Restaurant, KFC, and La Fiesta, all in Bartlesville. CV's and Savoris Mexican Restaurant in Dewey. Forever 8, Daylight Donuts in Ramona, Copan Restaurant and Truck Stop, and Buck's Barbecue and Steakhouse, Sedan, Kansas. The Dining Guides on KRIG and KYFM.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. Wide open lines right now, and you can make those lines light up by calling 918-336-1400 with your items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. We're not taking any business advertising, licensed or running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. You can talk about those if you're going to ask for them, but to sell them, we cannot do that. Now, we have a person that called in earlier with a free chest-type freezer. Purchased at Lowe's about 3 years ago, but it's unfortunately not working, but it's free for the asking. If you can get it running, great. 918-876-3033, and you pick it up. Anyway, you're listening to Consumer Calls, 918-336-1400.
Listening to the radio, driving in your car. Radio gets results.
This is Curtis Bailey, owner of the BNC Automotive Napa Auto Parts Store here in town, and we've been advertising on the radio for several years now, and we have seen results.
Radio gets results. Radio. Radio gets results. That's radio.
Stay connected with K1 text messaging, breaking news, headlines, severe weather warnings, delivered immediately to you on your phone. Sign up today at BartlesvilleRadio.com. K1 Text is brought to you by Dungis Family of Autos, Bob Loftus Furniture, and Brian Kennedy Farmers Insurance Agency. Breaking news, headlines, severe weather warnings, delivered to you on your phone, only on K1 Text. And welcome back to Consumer Calls. Looking for your calls here at 918-336-1400. Items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. Garage sales, estate sales, moving sales, yard sales. We'll talk about those. We'll talk about fundraisers for your church, school, club, any kind of organization you belong to, nonprofit. And we'll always talk about community events that's happening in Bartlesville and our surrounding areas. And just give me a call. Let me know. 918-336-1400. And our time now is 9:14, and we have our radio poll question of the day, our Maple Street Meat Market poll question of the day. Now, yesterday was, have you taken down your Christmas tree? We're past that. So today, if you have a fireplace, do you burn real wood or gas logs? And let me know, 918-336-1400. Go to BartlesvilleRadio.com for the link, or go to K1, KYFM, KRIG, KPGM Facebook page, and you can vote there. And our poll question of the day comes to us from the Maple Street Meat Market in Coffeyville, Kansas. Again, if you have a fireplace, do you burn real wood or gas logs? Let me know. 918-336-1400. Congratulations to the parents of Paisley Markham, who was the firstborn at Ascension St. John Jane Phillips Medical Center in Bartlesville in 2022. Bailey Reed and Donald Markham are the parents of Paisley Markham. Bailey Reed and Donald Markham and baby Paisley will receive a gift basket from Jane Phillips Medical Center, a gift certificate for a bouquet of flowers from Flowerland, baby's first Bible from Get Real Ministries, a dinner from Mom and Dad from Frida's Casino Mexicana, a perfectly posh mommy necklace from Wendell's Rock and Jewelry, a gift basket from the Crafty Candle Shop, a $50 gift certificate from Tate Boys Tire and Service, a $50 gift card from Trudy Credit Union, a $50 gift certificate to Sterling's Grill from Arnold Moore Knee Camp Funeral Home, assorted baby items from Caney Drug and Popkiss Pharmacy in Dewey, a gift certificate good for 2 dozen printed cookies from Sip and Sweet, and baby's first night bite aromatherapy lamp from Deb's Lamps and Scents. Again, congratulations to Bailey Reed and Donald Markham from the Bartlesville Radio Stations.
Anniversary coming up? Call K1 at 918-336-1001 or email radio at BartlesvilleRadio.com with the names and dates, because each morning we announce anniversaries and select one couple to win a $10 gift certificate from Sterling's Grill, helping you celebrate that special anniversary. Call us 918-336-1001 or email radio at BartlesvilleRadio.com with the name and date, and we'll add it to our list. Happy anniversary from your friends at K1.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. Wide open lines right now, 918-336-1400. That will get you right into me. Our time now, 9:17. Looking for my first phone call of the day. Don't forget that this person called in with the chest-type freezer for sale. Bought it at Lowe's about 3 years ago. Stopped working. Free for asking. 918-876-3033. You pick it up. And if you can get it running, that's perfect. Anyway, I'll be right back.
Technology is everywhere. How do you work with it? How do you get the most of it? Tune in Saturday mornings at 7:30 for Tech Talk on K1 AM 1400, FM 93.3 and 95.1 for all the latest news and free advice with Charles Miller of NBR Electronics and Charles Ball of IT Village. Tech Talk is brought to you by Ernest Heating and Air, IT Village, and NBR Electronics on K1, the one you trust.
And we are back with more Consumer Calls. Good morning. How may I help you? Hello? Are you there, caller? All right. Nobody is there. So with that, I'll be right back.
BartlesvilleRadio.com is your source for what's going on in the community and around the world. Click on BartlesvilleRadio.com and check out local and national news, upcoming events, lost or found animals, listener birthdays, anniversaries, up to the second real-time reports, the latest news, weather, market news, and local sports scores and schedules. If it's on the air locally, it's on BartlesvilleRadio.com. Go to BartlesvilleRadio.com.
Welcome back to Consumer Calls. Good morning. How may I help you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Just a quick answer to the Maple Street Meat Market poll question of the day.
Okay.
I have a wood stove, so I burn wood in that.
Okay.
I also have a gas log fireplace in the living room, but that's ancient and I don't use that anymore.
Okay.
Anyway, it smells good. It's nice, and especially when the weather's really cold outside.
I love a wood burner. I do. All right. We appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye now. Good morning. How may I help you?
Yes. What's happened to the time and temperature on 918-336-2900?
They've been discontinued.
Why?
I really couldn't say.
I called the other day, and it rang and rang and rang and rang, and I thought, well, maybe they're updating it. And then I called again this morning, and they said something about this number's been disconnected or something like that.
Correct. Correct. Yeah.
We're not going to have it anymore at all, right?
No, we sure aren't.
Well, now, is this the radio station?
It is a radio station, and you are on the air.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I just missed the time and temperature.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I apologize.
Happy New Year to you.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
All right. We appreciate that phone call. She's a little upset, a little frustrated, but I can understand that. I appreciate that. Anyway, our time now is 9:20, time for our weather.
We're tracking several cold fronts, one moving through the area this morning. So this afternoon, it's back to chilly weather. Highs upper 30s, a few lower 40s, sunshine, a couple of clouds, north winds at 15 to 20 miles per hour. Arctic air tonight, bitterly cold weather tomorrow. Morning lows in the teens, wind chills near zero, a high tomorrow in the mid-20s. North winds at 15 to 30 miles per hour. A chance for some very light snow showers tomorrow morning. Then Friday morning, 9. Friday afternoon, a high of 37. From the Bob Mills Weather Center, News on 6's Alan Crone.
Alan, thank you for that weather update. Right now at 9:20, almost 9:21. 26 degrees out, sunny. Sunny conditions will continue all day, so that's a good thing. But possibly not getting too awfully warm. It'll be about a high of 45 with a low this evening around 21. Then tomorrow, a high of 24. Brr. Partly sunny skies and a low of 12 degrees. Same thing pretty much on Friday, except it's a little hot, a little bit warmer. Full sun, 41 degrees high with a low of 11 degrees. So it's pretty cold out there. So dress accordingly. If you have to be out there, dress up. Stay warm. You're listening to Consumer Calls, 918-336-1400. Good morning. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
I have a refrigerator just like new, and they're asking $200 for it.
All right.
Solar built, running lawnmower, real nice shape, new battery and so forth, and $250 on it.
Okay.
And the mirror is about the wall mirror, whole 3 foot across. And maybe 2.5 foot high, little mirror, mm-hmm. and real nice shape. And then 40 on it. A wheelchair for 40, and a walker for 40. The number is 918-327-1895.
All right, so we have several things here that he's selling today. The refrigerator that's like new for $200, a Troy-built riding lawnmower that's new, runs like new, actually. Not new, it's used.
Yes, ma'am.
For $250. A wall mirror that's about 3 foot across and 2.5 foot tall or high for $40. Wheelchair for $40 and a walker for $40. 918-327-1895 is the number to call.
Yes, ma'am.
All
Thank
right.
you very much.
You're very welcome. Stay warm.
Same to you.
All right. Bye-bye now. All right. It is now time for our Oklahoma Energy Report, a three-minute report. Shortly after that, we'll do our doggone report.
Oil hits the big 8-0. Hello, everyone. I'm Matt Skinner with today's Oklahoma Energy Report on the Radio Oklahoma. The price of the global benchmark crude, Brent, hit the psychologically important $80 a barrel level on Tuesday, its highest close in about 6 weeks, while the U.S. benchmark also rose, with the NYMEX February crude contract up 1.2% to $76.99 a barrel. Most of this is the result of the decision by OPEC Plus to stay the course and stick with its slow but steady plan to increase production, but the consortium of OPEC and non-OPEC producing nations also made it clear that the meeting it held Tuesday will stay in session to allow the group to act swiftly if need be, such as if the pandemic causes a drop in oil demand. Right now, though, that worry continues to ease, as the general take on the Omicron variant of COVID-19 is that while it certainly has drastically increased the number of COVID cases globally, those cases tend to be relatively mild. Also boosting oil prices, the concern that Russia will move to invade the Ukraine or at least take action to cut natural gas and oil exports to European nations that are supporting Ukraine. Natural gas remains relatively volatile, giving up all of its Monday gains by dropping 2.6% on Tuesday, with the NYMEX February contract ending at $3.71 a million BTUs. Energy prices rose more than any other commodities in 2021, according to the Energy Information Administration. Energy prices were pushed up by increased demand as the global economy recovered from COVID, and weather events sparked big jumps in demand. That's today's Oklahoma Energy Report. For the Oklahoma Corporation Commission, I'm Matt Skinner.
Avoiding unhealthy foods can be hard, but taking one small step can make a big difference. Like adding one salad to your meals each week, eating one more piece of fruit a day, filling one half of your plate with fruits and veggies. Better food choices are well within your reach. Soon, you'll find that one healthy choice leads to another. The more you make, the better you feel. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are rural Oklahoma.
Lost cats who want their mama. And lost dogs, you know, the ones this show goes to occasionally, and other household pets. Now, hopefully, are reunited with their families as K1 presents the Doggone Bulletin Board.
It is time for our Doggone Report. For a complete listing of our lost or found animals on a report, you can visit our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com. Click on the Community tab, then click on the Doggone link. It'll open up and you can see everything there. Now, if you need to submit a lost or found animal, go to BartlesvilleRadio.com. Click on the Submit tab. It'll open up. And there's a form you fill out, answer questions, give us as much information as you can possibly. And at the end, you can hit the Submit button. And you can also upload a picture before you hit the submit button. And be patient. It does not go to the website. It does go to us, and we take care of what we need to and send it on its way. You can still call the office at 918-336-1000 and leave your information with one of us. We'll make sure it gets to the website and to the report. You can also email me, Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N, at BartlesvilleRadio.com. Attach a picture. I'll get to it as quick as I can. Well, I have a picture of Spice, and Spice is a lost male cat, very beautiful cat, wearing a collar, has long hair, very fluffy. He's black, gray, and white. Nowata in Bartlesville area is where he was last seen. Help find Spice, my 7 kids, and I miss him dearly. He has been missing for over a month. He is very fluffy, very chubby, and not usually fond of other animals, and he's neutered. Please help us bring Spice back home. Ask for Tammy, 1-620-779-2011. We have a found male cat, black and white domestic short hair, on the 2100 block of Dewey Place. He's about 4 or 5 months old, just south of town. Ask for Lynn at 918-534-7162. We also have Brutus and Sparky, and they are both lost dogs. One, Brutus, is a black and white American pit bull, and Sparky is... Well, what is he? He is a mixed German Shepherd. Beautiful dogs. I have pictures of them here. They went missing on Christmas. Get them back to home to Katie, 918-766-6115. And that is our Doggone Report for the day. I'm out of time to take any more calls today, but I'll be back in tomorrow with more consumer calls. Have a beautiful day and stay warm.
The Doggone Bulletin Board is a free service. Simply call us at 336-1400 or stop by the studios here at Broadcast Center, 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips Boulevard in Bartlesville. The Doggone Bulletin Board. It's a public service of K1. 1400 KWOM.
Maybe we ought to teach our kids about money.
Who's teaching your children about money? This is Focus on the Family Minute and Financial